This is the post-match show for those who've had sexual intercourse in their lives. For those who aren't so fortunate, you're going to get another one later. We're in the ground. It's John Gibbons. The refs are going up, I think, now. Liverpool have just won the FA Cup. And it feels incredible. I've got Craig Hannon with me. I've got Phil and Hassan. I've got fucking 40,000 jubilant Liverpool fans. I was thinking about Paris already. Chelsea getting the medals. There's about 40 Chelsea fans here to see it. So fair play to them. The state's a club.
Leaves and bastards!
Craig Hannon, when it went to pens, I wasn't sure they were going to do it because I thought we were the better team. When I think we're the better team, I always worry people.
I've never been more nervous for a football match in a stadium, honestly.
The whole game.
I was a mess, but that means so much, you know, John. It just means so much. It means we're bouncing into next week. It means we're bouncing into Paris. No matter what happens next week, look, it's, you know, doesn't matter.
Like, we won the FA Cup, don't great.
Exactly. It's a massive thing. This is the first time I've been in an FA Cup final. And I watched it in 2001 from home. I watched it in 2006 from home. And now I've seen it live. And it means so much. This is a competition that, like, I love. And I'm delighted that Liverpool won it today. And the atmosphere, the let off whenever that happens at the end. Look, we all thought Sadio Mane was going to slot it and that was going to be it. And whenever he doesn't, there's that seed of doubt. You start to worry. You start to tell yourself, well, it's not our day. And then Tsimikas. Fucking Tsimikas!
What an unlikely hero. What's that?
Unbelievable. But he slots it and it's unbelievable. Even whenever it flips to their end and they're shooting to their end, I start telling myself, this is going to happen today. But it does. Liverpool make it happen. They've got two in the bag. We're going for another one. Man City might win the league next week, and if they do, we'll sandwich them with fucking trophies. We'll win one this weekend, we'll win one in Paris.
Chelsea getting the medals. I'll be honest, I couldn't really see the penalties. We were like row four of the lower tier, and we took them at the other end. And so basically all the Chelsea team were in front of us, so we just had to rely on cheers. But I'll watch it tomorrow. And Liverpool going up now to get the medals and lift the trophy. It's another trophy for Jordan Henderson. He's collecting them. He must have everything now. It's another trophy for Jordan Henderson. A shout out to James Milner as well. I thought he was incredible when he came on.
He was unbelievable. Like, loads of people have doubted him, and he was man of the match against Newcastle. He comes on there, and he's this sensible head, but also he's like, his presence is ridiculous. He's fucking 36 years old. And the way he got about the pitch, I think he just steadied our midfield, and he was the grown-up that I trust there, and I think he was absolutely brilliant. I'm made up that he's getting these moments. He's getting to, you know, make a big impact in these games. And look, the 30 minutes of extra time was a bit of a nothingness. They were the better side, and we were just sort of getting through it. But he played a massive part, James Milner. I love him to pieces.
Yeah, I thought Milner was unreal, and he'll be vice captain. He'll be overly second to lift that trophy after John Henderson. They're about to make him way up. It's quite a way to go. It's actually in. Globby goes first. I'm sure he won't lift it. He's just shaking hands with the FA dignitaries and royalty. You see Mo Salah there, who's going up as well. Went up earlier. And a Russian Kerry on the screen there. Get early. I'm actually bored when Mo went off. It affected us more than I thought, to be honest with you. We seem to struggle a little bit, but got back into the second half and finished second half really well. The Liverpool players are dancing on the... So they go to the second tier, which is Club Wembley, which is the posh shoots basically. And they go to the front row of that. And the Liverpool players are all gathering in a row. There's the two goalkeepers, both of them have played the FA Cup this season. and all the outfield players. They've got the medals already. Just maybe the trophy now. It's a magical moment to see your team lift any trophy, especially your second of the season. And at Wembley Stadium, we've got the arch in front of us. Gorgeous blue skies. Here we go. Here we go. I'll let you listen. I think it's coming now. It always seems a faff. But they're all there, they've enjoyed it. Why not the winners? These boys, the winners, they just keep on winning these big games and they deserve almost credit for it. What a set of lads. 16 of them today all played the part. Here we go. Turns to lift the trophy. It's obviously headed to Bears, but every more of the stated than normal. And they pass it down the round, we're taking a turn, and all of them deserve it. All 16 of them, we were on the pitch were excellent. And obviously, there's the other guys who didn't get on the pitch today but played a part in the run. You know, someone like Chimikas who scored two against Norwich. Alisson there, there's Bobby Firmino. Now goes to Mo Salah, who went off early, but looks happy enough. He should be all right for the Champions League final. It's a wonderful feeling. I got nervous with the penalties, more so than the Carly Cupboard thing, just because I thought we were the better side. That's Thiago. Thiago was excellent. This, our big Verge. Our Chimikas. Here now in the shootout. He's having another go. And why not the Greek scouts? And why not? What a guy. What an unlikely hero. Chimikas, honestly. Where'd he come on? I mean, Robinson looked fucked. There's Kelleher. Jota, fucking hell, he took a nervy penalty, Jota. You know, it was all the momentum was against us. We just missed Sadio Mane, they scored, and fucking hell, Diogo Jota, balls of steel, honestly, to put that penalty in. You know, it was a fucking great pair, and as I say, like, it was the toughest pair of the lot, that the Jota one, he fucking nailed it, fair play. And James Milner, my man of the match, and here's Jürgen. The man has made it all possible. Two trophies for Liverpool this season at Wembley. One more hopefully to come in Paris in a couple of weeks. They're now going to make their way back down. I'm sure they're going to come and see us. Actually, there's someone set up on the pitch so they will get pictures in front of. There'll be some fireworks, a little space champagne, and then I'm sure they'll come over. It's not a Liverpool fan moving, not a Liverpool fan going anywhere, as you can imagine. The world's photographers lining up in front of this plinth to where you welcome to come down.
Jürgen's bringing it down.
Craig, how are you feeling? How are your emotions?
I'm made up, I'm relieved, I'm ecstatic, I'm everything I want. I think there's moments there where I felt as if we weren't going to do it. The Mane one, the just the even little details, like I said earlier, where you know the penalties got moved to our side, everything just felt as if it was going to go against us. Really, really good early in the game, but from then onwards, it just felt as if, like, I don't know, it might not be our day, because Chelsea have got beaten three finals in, at this stadium in a row, two FA Cups, one League Cup against us. I just felt as if it was going to turn against us, but it doesn't. The Reds do it, and I'm so happy.
Who went away?
I'm great, John. That was some let off, wasn't it? That's everything you want. I mean, the way they did it in the end, the Greek scouts that pulls through. Who'd have thought? What a guy. And what, I mean, the Reds kept their nerve. Look, usually in these shootouts, when you miss one that late on, you feel like you're on the back foot, don't you?
Do you know what I said that before? Like, I'm supposed to be self, basically. That Jota pen from balls is stale, because it's all going against you the way. And you just fucking
so cool. It. Yeah, so cool. Goes in the area where the keeper never really dives and jumps for. And then what a cool finish from Costas Simicas. Look, the Reds were great. I thought they were great throughout the game. They came with so much energy, more energy than I thought they had in them. And they really pushed Chelsea and they created chances. They weren't quite clinical enough. But they like we've said all the way through the season, they found a way. And that's nothing to be undermined. The way that they've won two of these finals on penalty, that shows something in there that is really special and something that we can't take for granted ever, because not many teams could come through something like that and come out with a win. And not do that. That's not the first time they've done that. They've done that before in the Carabao Cup. And you back them to do it anywhere, because that's what they're made of. They're made of harder stuff than anyone else.
So many times throughout, where it would have been easy to put the heads down.
Yeah.
At the end of the 90 minutes, where they hit the post twice.
Yeah.
With Salah going off injured, you know, Virgil having to go off. You know, there were so many moments where lesser teams would have crumbled. Obviously, the Mane penalty miss, but they're just mentality monsters.
They are mentality monsters, John. I mean, that's encapsulated by James Milner coming on and putting on the performance he put on. Because that is not easy to come into a game like that. I don't care who you are. To put in a performance like James Milner did when he came on.
It's Chubby Love, which... me and Neil made a Liverpool FC song in Kiev at the stage, but you know, don't worry about it, you know, we don't need any credit. I'll let you enjoy it.
They're special. You can see in every cup final, every game they come here, these players want to win it for us as much as they want to win it for themselves.
They're so tight as a group.
You could see at the end there, when Simicas scores, they all go absolutely wild. Because, I mean, that's the backup left back we're talking about. But there's such a close connection there, like you're saying, in the squad, with us, with everyone. You can share moments like this and it makes it so special. No one else is having as much fun as we are. No other players are having as much fun as these guys are when they win things, because they know they get to share it with us and we know we get to share it with them, and it's really special. We should never take it for granted.
Show me baby.
I'm going to try and grab Kev. He doesn't like doing stuff like this, but I'm just going to shove a mic on his face. And... As the players enjoy.
Kev, I'm going to stick a mic in the face with you like it or not.
Fucking get right on it, eh? Up the fucking Reds, not like winning a fucking cup final, no matter where it is. And the Reds are fucking mustard, lad. And there's another one to come. Oh, fucking yes.
Getting right on it, lad, yeah.
That's all I've got to give, lad.
What a team.
What a fucking team. And what an end. What a fucking fame the Reds are, lad. Every one of them fucking loved them.
Oh, hey, this is for Kioro, lad. Getting our badges now as we fucking speak. Andy smiled as we speak for Kioro, lad. Never ever again. What a man.
What a man indeed, Andy Cover. We miss you, mate, and we wish you were here. And you should be here, man. You should be enjoying this as all us Reds are, because it's an incredible moment. Another cup for this Liverpool team, and listen, they're not finished. We'll see what happens in the Premier League. It's out of our hands. Virgil coming over. Where's the slowies now?
Words cannot express how much you mean to me.
You hear the people soulful voice of Kevin Walsh?
Maybe give us the way to make you see. If it takes forever, girl, I'm prepared to wait.
I'm fucking Benidorm. That was gorgeous, that. Who knew? Don't blame you sticking with us. I'm not sure when this game of thing would have been to. The boys are coming to us now. Big Verge. Big Verge in front of us. I'm just going to stay with it a little bit longer because... Sadio Mane lifting the FA Cup to the fans. I'm glad he's happy, you know. It could have been a shit moment for him, a shit day, but his mates bailed him out. And that's a great thing about this Liverpool team. They always bail each other out, you know. It's James Milner. Jürgen. They're just there, the other side of the goal. They're coming to us now, so it's going to get a bit noisier, so I just want to stay with it. Now they're with us. It's Alisson. Alisson Becker lifted Jovi Mane. He's 20 metres from me. He's giving us to Diogo Jota. He's going to come right at us. Enjoy. We enjoyed that, I think. He's going to pass it to... Who's it going to be? Fabinho's out here as well, which is nice. Obviously doesn't play, but... Keep out of the squad. He's waving people over. And we're going to get a great shot. Nobby Kite's got a berry. A berry for France. And we're getting a gorgeous shot in front of us. I wish you could be here to see it. No more than 15 metres away from us, the whole squad. They just got a gorgeous shot. With us in the back. in the background. I can see the little bumpers on us. Tacky! You see what a popular player Tacky is in the squad against this moment. Kite has got his belly on. Mo Salah smiling.
Divock Origi.
I'm bumming for Divock, that was nice.
Divock Origi.
Mo! It's Mo Salah and Harvey Elliott in Mo Salah mask.
Right.
Amazing. Harvey Elliott in Mo Salah mask. Birch. Birch, you want to? My fucking man. Oh, I love him to death. Alisson. They've decided to just have a little celebration right in front of us, which is really nice of them. I think they're moving on now, but that was a lovely moment. Chimigas get his moments again. And why not? He's at the side now.
Yes!
The Greek scouts again as well. But listen, I'll call it here. The United Force has already moved over to the side. There's a couple of players on the floor. Trent and Robbo look fucked. Crosses yes. again. This is Chimigas final. Why not? He's saying it is. And he goes again. Listen, I hope you've enjoyed it. If you haven't, there's another post-match show coming where maybe a bit more match it and all that. But the goal is going. Yeah, as well to come. Listen, I think this is the Abbey of App at its best. If you disagree, then, you know, that's up to you. All got opinions, but I want to share this with you. And I wish you could all be here. We can't be. I'm lucky. Hopefully, I took you to Wembley Stadium this afternoon, this evening now, for an FA Cup win. I'll try and take it to Paris as well, mates. If I get you on ticket, I would. But I'll do the next best thing. I love you all. Up the fucking meds.